really. Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You're tuned in to the FF Faceoff. Here, ready to drop the elbow on your competition, is Mike and Anthony. Ooh, yeah, dig it. Greatest, yeah, the FF Faceoff.
All right. Welcome back, folks, to the FF Faceoff. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Fantrax. Where one of us needs a damn drink. Spoiler alert, that guy's me. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the FF Faceoff. This is your one-stop shop for all things fantasy football, DFS, sports betting, NFL, whole kit and caboodle. You want to talk football, we got it. Today, we are going to be doing a little bit of a mock draft, a super flex mock draft. Before we start, I'd like to thank everybody in this draft. We do have some friends in this draft for bearing with us. I was traveling home from work, which was a hectic day. And, so we'll get that started in just a moment. My name is Michael Hoff. You can follow me on Twitter, at the FF Realist. My partner in crime, who I can't see, so I don't know what he's wearing.
Wait, he looks delightful.
His name is Anthony Servino, and he can be followed at the Real NFL Guru. Anthony, as I take a sip of McCallum's,
I'm good.
How's about you?
I'm good. You can see me now. I put my other camera so you can see me.
God, that was orgasmic.
Okay.
Man.
What, my picture appearing? Thank you.
No, McCallum's, man.
Okay.
Jeez, that hit the
timing
spot.
Of it all. Hold the timing.
I'm gonna have some more. Hold on a second.
Jesus.
Oh, it's like a fine wine. God damn it. All right, let's draft. There you go.
Right.
See, that's all I need. Okay. So yeah, we're gonna do a little draft right now. I'll say this, starting late. We did have a couple more people join us, so that's cool. We only have three open spots.
Oh.
We had ATL join. I don't know if Julie made it in yet.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, I will just mention before we kick this off, guys, don't forget to go to FFFaceoff.com for all of your fantasy football, NFL, sports betting, DFS needs. We have the consistency score collection from Phil Caldwell, who I continue to reiterate. He is the most underrated fantasy football person in this industry. So check out the consistency collection there. Check out the revenge game tracker. We've got articles going up. Guys are working very hard on that site. And we have Aaron Schill, who is the heartbeat of this website. He is in the draft today, and hopefully he's not at Costco, so he doesn't miss any picks. With that being said, Anthony,
you
are
don't
now
forget,
ready.
You don't forget anything, do you?
No, I forget a lot of shit, actually. Ask my wife. I forget everything. but with that being said, we are now ready to get into this draft. So, Anthony, I believe you're controlling it. So do you want to hit let's just tell these guys, just so they're aware. They waited long enough for us. We're about to start.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let me or are you telling them? We're going to put the draft board on the television.
I'm putting it into the you could put that in there. I'm putting it into the messages, the chats there. That's where some of the guys were talking. As long as I believe Rick is the first pick, so hopefully I don't rip him like I ripped him last draft. Oh, he said let's get rid of Rumble and he's got the first pick. So fire when ready. Just so you guys know, this is a super flex.
All right, we're starting
a 12 teamer. So Anthony is picking fourth. Now, with it being a super flex, Pat Mahomes goes off the board number one, Anthony. Numero uno.
Wow.
After that goes Christian McCaffrey.
You know, Did I?
Yeah.
I want to interrupt. I'm doing this Best Ball Mania draft, and I had the first pick. I got McCaffrey and then Mahomes coming back. Mahomes lasted all the way to what? The first pick in the second or third?
Yeah.
Not the second.
Where I come from, they call that sexy. So that's good for you. But yeah, so Mahomes, McCaffrey, and then Josh Allen go off the board. Anthony, you are now at pick four. Are you tempted to jump into the quarterback fray, or are you going to wait a little bit?
No, let's see what's – yeah, I'm going to go – I'm going to get my quarterback now. I'm going to get my Dak Prescott now.
Now, I'm doing this for the first time. I'm doing it. I have it on my iPad with it showing up with the players, and I've got the actual draft board on my monitor here. So we'll see how this works out. Quarterback's going like crazy. Kyler Murray goes with the fifth pick to ATL Mikey. You know, we have Diamond Mike. Sounds like a wrestler from like the early 90s. I like it. It's like, but that's a WCW wrestler. That's like a power
definitely,
plant guy.
Definitely. Yeah.
Diamond Mike from the WCW power plant. All right. So
probably can kick CM Punk's ass.
No one can kick CM Punk's ass unless he goes to the UFC again. Anyway, Dalvin Cook goes off the board with the sixth pick. Derrick Henry with the seventh. Then we go back to quarterbacks again with Lamar Jackson with the eighth pick. Alvin Kamara goes 9. Jonathan Taylor goes 10. I am up to pick, and I am going to go with a running back here. And you know what? I'm going to go with, what should I do? I'm actually tempted here. I was ready to go here. Now I'm thinking.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Ezekiel Elliott, and it's got nothing to do with the injury news about Saquon Barkley, who will start the year on the pup. Well, start training camp on the pup. Saquon actually goes 12, next pick over to Aaron Schill, who then immediately goes Justin Herbert. I took Zeke again. Anthony, by the way, took him as a happy birthday present to Ezekiel Elliott. Good. Who turns 26 today. Folks would, if you read Twitter, you would think he's 46 and he's falling apart, but no, he's very much healthy, so I drafted him. And I'm up again, Anthony. And this time, you know what? Let's get crazy this draft. I'm not going to go quarterback. I'm not even going to go running back. I'm going to go Travis Kelce. I'm going to go Travis Kelce in the second round. Let's see how my roster turns out. This is the beauty for folks who are new to mock drafts. This is the beauty of doing mock drafts. You can kind of test it and see, how does this work if I do it like this? This way you know when you're in a draft, if it's a horrible idea, well, now you know. So I went ahead and my first two picks are Zeke and Kelce. Anthony, is that too risky a business for me to be taking Travis Kelce?
Not at all. I mean, Travis Kelce, he's going as like the third pick off the board at FFPC best ball drafts right now. Third overall pick. And I'm doing one right now. You know, it's a slow draft with a couple of industry guys. I had pick 3, and I actually took Zeke because I believe he could have a top 3 year if everything works in Dallas. And he had the number 6 overall ADP. So I reached a few spots. But at this point, just like I said, moving down, I'm buying in to Dallas's offense. Did you see Tyron Smith, the picture they posted him? Everybody wants to clamor over running backs and big legs. Tyron Smith is a 305-pound left tackle, and he looks like Myles Garrett, just not as lean. Like, the dude had abs, man. It's like, linemen didn't look like this in the days of Larry Allen.
Oh, God, no. Well, all right. So we'll see how it goes. That's the second time I name dropped God. Sorry about that. Forgive me. All right. Off the board with the third pick in the second goes Tyreek Hill. Then we see Nick Chubb and Aaron Jones. Davante Adams goes to team 7 there with the sixth pick in the second round. Now comes Diamond Mike from the WCW Power Plant. Listen, if you guys want to mention your names in the chat, you can do so. I'll either call you by that or I'll call you by the names I see up here, except for you, Diamond Mike. You're going to be Diamond Mike from WCW PowerPoint, whether you like it or not. But that is a compliment. That is not a, and listen, it could be worse. You could be Costco, Aaron Schill, you know. So it could be worse. We're actually waiting for Diamond Mike. But Anthony, you think it's risky when you start off a draft? A lot of people are going quarterbacks. When you go ahead, if you go running back, running back, tight end like I did, would you kind of get nervous about not taking a quarterback at the back end there and then have to wait for it to go all the way in the second and all the way back in the third?
Yeah, it's draft dependent, right? I mean, look at all the variants in the Scott Fishbowl, where some people, some leagues, you can get quarterbacks a little bit later. Leagues like that I was in, like third or fourth round, you're slim pickings.
Right.
And it looks like, by the way, this started, this actually looks like how the Scott Fishbowl draft that I was in panned out, with early quarterbacks off the board. And I was picking from the three hole and took the, you know, I ended up with Mahomes and won CMC, Dak, Mahomes. So all the drafts are different. Some people are getting Dak with the ninth pick.
Yeah.
So how Mike and ATL and how we draft is going to affect the two quarterbacks you get. Because let's say there's a run of running backs and receivers. All of a sudden, you could be looking at a top 15 quarterback at the 11th pick in your third round.
Yeah, you could be. So we'll see how it shakes out for me, especially going with the tight end. It's going to be I'm cautiously optimistic. And Diamond Mike from WCW Power Plant must have been too busy doing some hip tosses and some abdominal
maybe
stretches.
Maybe he wasn't a WCW fan. You insulted him.
Well, I said maybe I did that. Maybe he's an AEW guy.
Like,
you could,
the best thing about WCW was Michael Buffer, the ring announcer. I was a big Michael Buffer fan.
I'd say Halloween Havoc. I love that Halloween Havoc setup, you know, with the graveyard and stuff. I always thought that was cool when I was a kid. Anyway. It goes auto pick to Diamond Mike. He does go Russell Wilson there with the auto pick. So we'll see what happens if he's there when it comes back around. ATL Mikey immediately takes Austin Eckler at running back. I like that start for him. Anthony, what says you?
Austin Eckler. Look at these players that are still on the board right now.
Well,
I'm
going to
go Mr. Antonio Gibson.
What happens when you go seven quarterbacks in the first two rounds?
Like Stephon Diggs on the board, Darren Waller still on the board, Stephon
Diggs
Kittle still on
the board.
Okay. So. CJ, I love the stack to open up your draft. That's outstanding.
Yeah, that's sexy, CJ. So we call CJ CJ Parker from Baywatch, right?
Okay.
Listen, I'm rolling. Just like we could call Mike Stepney, we can call Michael the Hot Stepper. That's fine.
How about some Thunder in Paradise nicknames?
No. I didn't watch that show.
Dude, come on. Really?
No, I didn't.
You missed out. Brutus Beefcake and Hulk Hogan. Dead silence, huh?
I didn't care. What do you mean? I didn't, Thunder Paradise. All right.
I was into it.
I didn't like Hogan to begin with. Why would I tune in and watch a show with Hogan? That would be like me hating Dave Letterman, but I tune in for Late Night with David Letterman. Like, let me watch this.
So you don't anyway. You've never turned on a show that you didn't like, or a sports talk show that you didn't like. That's why, Colin Cowherd, half of his business is people listening because they don't like him.
You know where I do that, Anthony? You know where I tune in, where I can't stand people?
Fantasy Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. All right. Anyway, let's get back to the picks. So CJ did go with
this draft right now.
Yeah, CJ went with Stephon Diggs. Then it went Justin Jefferson. Our boy Rick, of course. Rick, we know who you are, Rick. Ricky goes with Darren Waller. Then Najee Harris, interesting pick there with the rookie running back. We'll see how that goes. I like the pick. I'm just a little worried about the offensive line. Joe Burrow goes with the second pick, so that's the first quarterback for Mike the Hot Stepper. Then CJ comes back around, J.K. Dobbins, Anthony. That must have been what you were referring to, talking about crushing it to start this draft.
Yeah, I'm all into that.
It's now up to you. So you can make your pick, and then you could talk about CJ's roster a little bit if you like.
It is a two-quarterback league. A lot of nice quarterbacks still on the board. And I really want to go Aaron Rodgers here. But I've been drafting this way a lot, and we're getting into draft season, and it's a mock, so I kind of want to see what my team looks like if I don't go with another top-end quarterback. I've been grabbing in like super flex formats. It just happens to be the way this season is and the way I project this season to be. I like a lot of quarterbacks to be worthy of these earlier picks in two quarterback leagues, but with the way that we've seen quarterbacks run off the board. But here I'm going to, man, I'm going to draft another running back, because running back is shallow to me. Cam Akers, we know the unfortunate news that happened to him, and I want to ensure that I have two upside backs, two backs with, you know, middling to back end RB1 upside, but they're at least RB2s, and I already grabbed Gibson, and I'm going to go DeAndre Swift.
All right. I like it. I like it. And by the way, I liked Anthony was on yesterday with Jim Coventry. I was a little tied up again with work. So anyway, Anthony was on yesterday with Jim Coventry, and I liked your conversation about Darrell Henderson and your ranking of him, you know, right in that kind of not 20, but not back end 20 either, you know, kind of that middle sort of range, you know. So I like it. I agree. And I recently just adjusted my rankings, which you can see at Fantasy Pros, and soon, Anthony, we should be able to see those on FFFaceoff.com, right?
Yeah, as soon as we are yours updated.
Yeah, mine have been
updated. I need to update mine, and then they'll be up. And then we can put them up.
Mine have been updated since the last time you asked me if they were updated. So, mine are updated. Let me just see this.
So, Diamond Mike is still on the clock.
All right, so we'll wait for Diamond Mike. I'm sorry, I was just answering a text. To give you guys a little back end of my wonderful life that you don't care about, two people at my job in the last 2 days have come down with COVID. So that's been fun. So, I mean, I've been vaccinated, but it's still a bit of a pain going through that whole process. Now we all have to work from home again. I work with a lot of people who don't know how to work a computer, so I have to go in and show them. Then I had to drop laptops off like I'm Santa. It's a great time. It's a great time. But in that time of me bitching and moaning, Power Plant Mike did pick. He did go with Chase. Oh, sorry. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I was going to say, I thought he went Chase Edmonds there. I was going to fall out of my chair. No, he went Clyde Edwards-Helaire, which I think third round, second running back, I think that's a good pick. We do see DeAndre, a slew of wide receivers. DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, A.J. Brown, Calvin Ridley, Anthony. We did have some interesting tidbits from Hopkins today after the new sort of ruling from the NFL. I'll make my pick now, and then we could talk about it once I make my two picks and we go back the other way. I am up now, though. Let's see who I'm going to roll with. I now have currently Ezekiel Elliott and Travis Kelce. Now, the fact that Aaron Schill, looking at him at 12... because that's, you got to look at that when you're on the back end. Who's going to be picking before you again? He's only got one quarterback so far. So I don't think he's going to go two QBs. He might not even go one. So I'm going to take my second running back for now. And that running back for me is going to be Joe Mixon. I believe in Joe Mixon. I went from being completely out this offseason to ever so slowly creeping back in. So I'm here. I'm here. I'm drafting him as my second running back. And now listen, do I want Joe Mixon as my first running back? No. I wouldn't want him as my first running back. But second? Sure. So, Anthony, nice rebound for me after going tight end in the second round. You know, I think it's becoming kind of a facade that that's like a risky pick or that could damage you. Because I did it with a couple drafts, and I feel pretty good right now. I'll make my last pick, and then you can comment. Aaron Schill does go Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen.
Another stack alert.
Yeah, another stack alert is right. At this rate, honestly, I'm going to go wide receiver here, and I'm going to go Allen Robinson. He's a guy I don't take enough. It would be Allen Robinson or Terry McLaurin in that spot for me, but I'm going to go Allen Robinson. The production is always there, and we could get Justin Fields, and we'll see how that offense, changes with the integration of Fields. Anthony, you look like you have something to say. What's up?
Well, you know, back on DeAndre Hopkins, because I've been sitting on this. DeAndre Hopkins made his comments, really questioning his NFL future, immediately deletes it. If there was any substance to it, and I think, you know, it's the start of training camp. There's a lot of stories, and maybe certain news outlets are trying to get the clicks today because it is a big day in the NFL. Dallas reports. But there's nothing here with DeAndre Hopkins. He's playing. Why would he delete the tweet if he wanted to make any type of a statement? Why would he immediately delete it?
I don't think we'll see anybody physically walk away from the game. I mean, listen, I could be wrong. I don't think we will. I don't really think that's what Hopkins meant. I know that's what we jump to when we read it because it, you know, whatever. But I think he plays. I don't think he leaves. The only guy I would say would be Cole Beasley, just because he has been so outspoken about this before this announcement.
DeAndre Hopkins, if you look at his injury, like I think he's only missed one career game for an injury, right?
Something like that.
Somebody he's not going to walk away from, like when they asked about Davante Adams and his contract status, I'm going to go for the money that's in my contract and I'll worry about that in the offseason. Some of these guys actually like playing football. And a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, he's not going to walk away.
Yeah, no, he's not going to walk away. I don't think anybody's going to walk away because of this. I think at worst we could see somebody opt out. Wow. And Anthony, you have just been sniped by ATL Mike.
Well, he didn't snipe me. I'm number one. I'm going to get my CD Lamb stack.
Ah, stop that. You wanted Tom Brady.
I do not want Tom. I actually wanted Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let me give everybody a quick update on the third round here. Fourth round, I apologize. So it went Keenan Allen. I went Allen Robinson. Then goes David Montgomery. The computer picks Aaron Rodgers, so no fear there. Matthew Stafford goes off the board. Then we see Miles Sanders. Diamond Mike from the WCW Power Plant. I like the Kyle Pitts pick round four. I like that. I dig it. I think the targets will be there, so I think that the fourth round pick is warranted there. Then it goes Tom Brady, CeeDee Lamb. CJ Parker goes Ryan Tannehill. Hot stepper Mike goes Terry McLaurin. I like that pick as well. I like his wide receivers to start off. Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin. That's nice. And then we see Rick go with the ever solid Chris Carson. You really can't go wrong with Chris Carson, especially when you're getting him last pick of the fourth round. So good job, Rick. Rick, I'm not ripping you so far, dude. I like this start for you. What do you got, Anthony?
I'm not a fan of Najee Harris. You know that.
Well, that's the one thing there that does kind of worry me, but the fact that he backs up Najee Harris with Chris Carson, you know, I don't hate that then. Like, if Rick went ahead, for example, let's just say hypothetically, Rick didn't go running back in the fourth or fifth round and then waited till the sixth to take a second running back, then I would be very worried about the Najee Harris pick.
You know what's crazy? And, you know, this is just where my head takes me sometimes.
Oh,
we think about last year, Clyde Edwards-Helaire landing spot, everything going for him, disappointment. Najee Harris, a lot of cases against him, and like people don't want to hear it. And CH flopped.
Well, you know what?
Reed and Patrick Mahomes and Damian Williams opted out, and Tyreek Hill and Travis
I was gonna kind of give you as an example, like. Like, we're worried about Najee Harris, but look what happened when we were all pumped up about the other guy.
Not for the ADP's not worried about Najee Harris. Not enough of us are worried about Najee Harris.
Well, I mean, you and I are, so I'm speaking to you and I, and I'm and therefore I'm speaking to the audience that tunes in to listen to us, who might, you know, if you listen to a show enough, you might start to, you know, develop the same line of thinking, perhaps. So, you know, whatever. So we'll see, but. Rick is thinking real hard about this next pick because he's only got 50 seconds left on the clock. Maybe he forgot he picks twice. Oh, nope. There he goes. Myles Gaskin. So there you go. He goes third running back. Maybe he's listening, Anthony. So maybe he said, you know what? I need to get another running back to, you know, make Anthony happy. Now, Anthony.
I like Gaskin a lot. I love Gaskin.
I do like Gaskin. No, I like that pick. But now, but I guess, you know, listen. PPR Superflex League, you can go ahead and you can you can whip up some wide receivers late with some PPR value here. So I think Rick's doing just fine there. Anthony, you made a little face when you saw, was that when you saw Mike Davis go up the board with the second pick of the fifth
round? I like Mike Davis. I kind of made a face because I'm looking at the quarterbacks that are left, and I'm all right. This is why we mock draft. Because the guys I thought, well, maybe Burrow would fall, maybe Tannehill would fall, maybe Brady would fall, and Tannehill did, but I wanted CD because I wanted the stack. I want, you know, so this is why 9 times out of 10 this offseason, I've been getting my second quarterback by the fourth round. Because that's about where the drop off is in most drafts. Now I'm looking at Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan. It's going to be one of these guys. I'm going to secure another quarterback now, and I am going to go. I think I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence. I don't have a lot of Trevor Lawrence exposure, and I want a little bit of it because there is a wide receiver that I absolutely positively love that I get in almost every draft, and I can get him late, and I can play off the stack.
All right. Well, stop talking about him. Otherwise, I'm going to pepper you and ask you about him. So Anthony's team so far.
Colin Johnson. Two L's.
Okay. Very good. Anthony's team thus far starts off Dak Prescott, and then he goes Antonio Gibson, DeAndre Swift, C.D. Lamb, and then Trevor Lawrence. I like the second quarterback. Ooh, ATL Mikey's having a good draft. Listen, we like to razz on ATL Mikey. He gives us a lot of ammunition. I like this draft. He starts off Kyler Murray, Austin Eckler, George Kittle in the third. You have some injury concerns. Fine, but if he's healthy. Next two picks, though, rack it up with the Tom Brady and Chris Godwin. I like that.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I dig that. I'd like to go out with that. All right, so there you go. We do see Jalen Hurts.
I do want to speak on Diamond Mike's team. Obviously Dalvin Cook's outstanding. But, like, if you look at Russ, what if – because that the team, Diamond Mike's team, could either be really good or average. But, like, if you look at Cook, we know Cook's going to be outstanding. But Russell Wilson, if they let him cook, and if you look at that secondary in Seattle, that's terrible. That defense is going to be bad. We could see the Russell Wilson from the first half of last season. What if CEH with that revamped offensive line? Another high ceiling. We know what Pitts' ceiling is, and then Jalen Hurts' rushing upside. Like, Diamond Mike's team if this was a best ball league, could potentially run that league. Nice. If they all hit, especially, I mean, I love the start. I love all those ceiling plays, but there's a lot of risk when you're pitching that much ceiling. Sure. But I love it.
So I'm up now. I have 2 minutes left. So let me get my pick in here. My team so far is Ezekiel Elliott, Travis Kelce, Joe Mixon, Allen Robinson, and now I have another pick to go. I'm looking at a lot of guys who have a lot of quarterbacks so far. My goodness. I'm going to go wide receiver again. And Anthony, I'm going to stick it to you. I'm going with my guy. I'm sticking with the NFC North with my wide receivers. I am going Adam Thielen, PPR league. PPR league can't beat it. Last year he gave you the touchdown upside. I don't think the touchdown upside is going to be there again as much of a truther as I am on Thielen, but I'll take him there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw one of, I forgot, it was like a generic rankings, one of those major media. I was just screwing around, looking around, and they had Thielen ranked at their early ranking as like the wide receiver 12. I forgot what outlet it was. It wasn't like any, you know, they're not really known for fantasy, I don't think, but.
Okay. Good times. Thank you for that.
I mean, but would you rank Thielen as your wide receiver 12? And you're a Thielen guy. To me, that's high. Yeah. That's high.
I mean, that's a little high. That's a little high. But I could see it. I could, like, if you say to me, if someone comes from the future and says to me, hey, Mike, Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson both finished inside the top 12 in PPR. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. So, and I don't have Thielen ranked too far outside 12. So. Whatever. But all right. So anyway, Aaron Schill shopping on aisle 5 of Costco goes brownies. Actually, he's shopping for brownies, really, because he goes Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield with his 5th and 6th round picks. It's now to me, Anthony. I'm finally taking a quarterback. And, you know, I could go the sexy route and go Kirk Cousins here and double up Thielen and Cousins and just go with the – well, actually, yeah, that's the super unsexy approach because no one likes Thielen, no one likes Cousins. But I'm going to go Matt Ryan here. I don't take him in a lot of drafts.
Hmm.
I do think even without Julio Jones, I think the addition of Kyle Pitts, and I think that offense, I think he's still going to be a fantasy-relevant quarterback. So I'm going to go Matt Ryan there as my first quarterback, and I don't hate it.
Now, let's interrupt the draft here for a second. As Diamond Mike's on the clock, we have Jake1079 in YouTube. He has a dynasty auction question. He has Chubb, Hunt, Josh Kelly at running back, stacked at wide receiver, Janu and Jarwin at tight end, and he's limited on draft capital. He doesn't have a lot of auction money left, and he's asking Pitts or ETN or go with the low with the lower cap. I would probably go with the lower cap here. I think you can get by platooning Janu Smith and Blake Jarwin.
I agree. By the way, just returned to practice today. Blake Jarwin.
And ETN, you know, is he drastically going to – like, I would spread it around. I think you could get two running backs for the price of ETN that can have more short-term value.
All right. There you go.
But what, or would you go ETN, Mike?
No, I wouldn't. I know. I would go the same route as you. I would agree with you. I would go that route. Anthony, you are now on the clock, so you are up to pick. We see two Jacksonville Jaguars running backs go here in the sixth round. We see another tight end in the form of Mark Andrews. So, Anthony, what says you? Your boy Javonte Williams is off the board as well.
That's terrible.
Listen, I went to Diamond Mike at the power plant. He just put you in the torture rack and just took your running back. Listen, what do you think about that?
I'm going to go with my favorite rookie receiver this year, and I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase with this pick.
All right. You know, listen, I mean – I dig it.
You know, my team has a lot of youth and a lot of ceiling.
I wonder if Mike the Hot Stepper was pissed off that you took Chase there, because that would have been sexy with Burrow and Chase. But he could always go T. Higgins here at some point. We see Darrell Henderson go to CJ. And that's a good spot. That's a great spot in that offense. If he is going to be the guy. Which the more we go into this, by the way, as we get through the shock and awe of the Cam Akers injury, which does suck, and you hope that with it being an Achilles injury and him only being 22, you really hope he does, you know, come back and is all right. But to get a running back who might be the guy in LA, that's a nice spot back into the sixth round. Hard to argue, right?
Absolutely is. And apparently Zach Linton in the chat is not happy about your Matt Ryan pick. So,
he
was obviously targeting him.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but you know, what are you gonna do? Yeah. Where's he pick? Oh, is he right? Is he
Uncle Piff?
Uncle Piff. Sorry, Uncle Piff. So do I call him Zach or do I call him Uncle Piff?
I like Uncle Piff.
I love Uncle Piff, yeah. Lesson learned. Make your name Zach next time, Uncle Piff. But I'm sorry.
Any relation to Dr. What is it? Mr. Pibb, the soda?
Yeah, Pibb. Yeah, Mr. Pibb. I did debate going Kirk Cousins over Matt Ryan, but I still think Matt Ryan, even without Julio Jones, I think he's going to be all right. And I have these guys finishing within spots of each other as far as my rankings, so... I mean, how close do you think, Anthony, in your opinion, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, rankings... Is that something? I mean, we're still waiting for you to publish your rankings, you know, day now, you know.
Shoot.
This is part of the program where I bust your balls, Anthony. I'm just
I'm trying to determine how I feel about Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins right now. I think Matt Ryan has a little bit more ceiling. Because the Vikings, their defense is going to be better than it was last year. Last year was a really bad, one of the worst, if not the worst, Mike Zimmer defense I've ever seen. Dalvin Cook was healthy. You know, we know that when Dalvin, maybe he's not fully healthy or if that defense is bad, Kirk has to throw it more. But they don't want to throw the football in Minnesota. So,
you know,
and if you look at Atlanta,
they don't want to throw the ball, but it always just kind of happens.
Like we know, look what Arthur Smith was able to do with, you know, in Tennessee. Now, you don't have Derrick Henry, and Arthur Smith is wise enough where he's going to shift his game plan, shift his scheme to exploit what Atlanta has. And Mike Davis is capable, but what's the strength? You got a couple of really good, athletic, versatile tight ends. Your tight end room also has a guy like Lee Smith to where if your line struggles to protect Matt Ryan, they're going to throw Lee Smith in a big package. You have a couple of good, like Zacchaeus, nobody's even talking about him. Like, forget about Russell. I'm buying Zacchaeus, who's absolutely free in drafts, over Russell Gage, whose ADP is like at 107 right now, an underdog.
Yeah. Now, a couple quick things here. I will tell you guys, I'm going to stop reading off every single pick. I know I really wasn't doing it at this point anyway, but I'm going to stop doing that now. We will go over people's rosters, though, as a whole, as these drafts go on. I do want to quickly ask you, Anthony, Michael the Hot Stepper. He comes in and he takes Dallas Goedert with the 11th pick of the 6th round. For argument's sake, he comes around. He gets Ryan Fitzpatrick. I like that pick. That's the second quarterback to pair up with Joe Burrow. The question I'm asking you, Anthony, and I know you're ready to pick, but you have 3 minutes. So you can answer this quickly. Zach Ertz, it's sounding more and more like he's going to stay in town. Are you interested in drafting him on the basis of he's still in Philadelphia? They'll use two tight ends. And if he gets traded midseason, he could become a value wherever he goes.
You see where that ADP is, though?
I have not checked that out.
His ADP is so far in the tank, and it's been in the tank all offseason. And I've been buying him, anticipating he wouldn't be there. But even if he is there, I don't think he finishes the season in Philly. Maybe unless Dallas Goedert gets hurt, which means Ertz is starting, but if they move him up to the trade deadline, you could potentially have a half a season with Ertz with the Colts. You know, because you got to figure teams aren't like if I'm a general manager, like this isn't fantasy football, right? If I'm an NFL general manager, I'm on a clock. Sorry, I'll pick and then I'll get back to my story so I don't hold up a draft. So what do I need? I'm looking at tight ends. I'm going to go Noah Fant here. You know, he's where that tight end tier drops off a little bit. Let me make sure there's no backs I want. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Is Trey Sermon on the board?
Looks like he is.
I'm going to go Trey Sermon here. I'm going to get my guy.
Trey Sermon, which, by the way, I will tell you guys, he did sign his 4-year deal yesterday, which, thank goodness for that. We enjoy that. And also, Fred Warner signs a 5-year extension. If anybody on Twitter tells you really quick, I saw some people on Twitter say it was a bad idea. If they think it's a bad idea, they have not watched enough of him playing. They've not seen enough of Fred Warner. They're a fantasy football guy who doesn't know defense, or they're not your friend.
No, I completely forgot my train of thought, and I was going somewhere I had a pick.
Oh, no, you were talking about...
Oh, Zach Ertz, right?
Yes. Yeah,
So basically, more or less, I'm drafting Zach Ertz for absolutely free. Like, he's a tight end, too. Let's say if I have Kelsey, an underdog, or like a tight end 3 if I punt tight end. And I'm anticipating him either, staying in Philly all year, and I think the only way that happens if Goddard goes down... or if they ultimately move him by the trade deadline.
I think he's a great candidate to get moved by the trade deadline.
Right. So here's where I was. If I'm another general manager in the NFL, I know Philly does not want this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait, and hopefully they cut him. If not, and maybe Philly still wants a 3rd-round pick.
And I don't think there's any way they cut him.
Dude, you don't even want this guy. I'll give you a 6. When are you taking it? Like, they're not going to go and overpay unless you're desperate.
And I don't honestly think that there's a way that they cut him, because why would you bother cutting him? Because he wants the play to look good for a new team. You know that you could be productive with him. So I don't see why. I don't think cutting is even an option. I don't even think that comes up in conversation for them, to be quite honest with you. So where we're at right now is we are waiting for Uncle Piff to pick. He's probably waiting to think about who I want, and then he's going to snipe me back.
We should at least try to fill out a starting lineup. I don't know how much deeper we're going to get.
Well, how much time are we at?
We're at, I think we have about 20 minutes. Yeah, we're at 39. So we can go a little bit over.
Oh, we're fine. We're doing a good job. All right. Anyway, I'm up now. Let me take a look at what I have here. By the way, Uncle Piff goes with Cooper Kupp as his third wide receiver. I like that. So if I'm picking here, you know what? I know everybody's excited about Trey Sermon. I know everybody thinks Trey Sermon's going to be great. And I think he's going to be good, too. I think he's going to be good. But in this particular case, I'm going to go with Raheem Mostert is going to be my third running back, which I feel pretty good about being a third RB. I mean, Anthony, all this excitement about Trey Sermon, who winds up on your team. What do you think about Mostert as you're catching flies there?
I like Mostert a lot. I just worry about his injuries.
Yeah, but again, third running back, I'm going to have to shore up with other running backs that I know I can use at some point.
You know, I feel like you're getting Mostert for what you should. I overpaid a little bit for Sermon, I think. And that's okay. He's one of my guys that I'm willing to reach for.
I don't know if you over... where'd you get him? Where was he?
In a super flex, in a seventh, 7.4.
Yeah, but I don't think that's overpaying. Because, for example, like seventh round, fourth pick of the seventh round, it's got to go all the way to the end and then go all the way back to you. I don't think there's any guarantee he makes it back in the eighth.
That's true.
So I wouldn't call it reaching. What's up, buddy?
Did you see the rumor? And I think it was longtime Eagles, Philadelphia sports.
Yes.
Howard Eskin reporting he believes there's what, an 80% chance Deshaun Watson's traded to Philly.
Just did. Good. Yeah, I did see that. And if that happens, my SFB team 90%
shot.
Yeah, my SFB team's going to be irate about Jalen Hurts going to Houston. But then again, like we established, though, we've started to talk about these wide receivers with a little bit of confidence in Houston.
I kind of like, listen.
Maybe offense production happens there.
Like a guy with Jalen Hurts' skill set, and he obviously, that line's not going to be that good. I think he would run amok in Houston because they would just be playing YOLO football anyway. They're not going to win games. They're going to be behind. Like, Jalen Hurts just scramble around the field. It would be like Michael Vick-esque. Not skill set-wise, but like the way you played Madden with Michael Vick back in the day, where you just scrambled everywhere and threw it when you can or took off. That would be Jalen Hurts in Houston.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Lamar behind a bad offensive line.
Fair. Very fair. So, there you go. Good job. What I wanted to mention, I ended up going Justin Fields, Anthony. I don't know if you saw that. Second pick of the eighth round is my second quarterback. What this is, a spoiler alert, this is telling you that I'm going to have to go get another quarterback at the end because who knows if Justin Fields starts week one. We don't know when he's going to start. But I liked the idea of when he enters that offense. I talked about the prospects of that when I selected Allen Robinson with the second pick of the fourth round. So a couple of rounds later, taking Justin Fields, if he's starting, say, week four on and I have him with Allen Robinson, that should be fun. And I haven't taken Justin Fields in any mocks yet, so felt good to do it. Anthony, what is your general thought if this is a real deal draft? My two quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Justin Fields so far. What do you make of my roster?
Let's see.
You hate it?
Well, let me do my pick.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And now, like, the tight, I punted tight end, and now I'm going to deal with it later.
Mm-hmm. As always.
Not always, but yeah, sometimes. What do I need? A wide receiver is probably my biggest roster need outside of... it's a little early to go. I know who I want to get.
Okay. What do you want to get?
I don't really want to bring it up because somebody will probably take him.
Oh, all right. That's smart of you.
You know what? Oh, I can't do it. It's too early. Maybe I'll let me look at another position.
All right. As the world turns and as Anthony ponders his next pick.
Yeah, see, I don't like how my team is turning out, not going for my other quarterback.
I'm going to ask my wife if I can have one. My wife has been waiting for Frescas forever and a day. Sparkling soda, not the regular Fresca, the sparkling soda. This is grapefruit citrus.
This team sucks.
Try that. That's the spirit, Anthony. So anyway, I'm going to try out this Fresca. The wife was looking for it for weeks. She had it at a party she went to at some point, and I like she couldn't Fresca. Find it. Yeah, but this is the sparkling soda she told me to make sure. Soda water. Sorry. Okay. All right, let's try
Bear.
Wow. Yeah, okay. All right, honey.
Mike, I'm not feeling our drafts.
The only problem is you only bought one 12-pack.
They're $8.
Huh? $8 for that? Good thing you only bought one. Anyway, why don't you like your draft, Anthony?
I'm not in love with how my draft is turning out after CD Lamb. And on your end, I'm not in love with your draft. I think both of our drafts are not. This is why we mock. I don't like either one.
Do you think we suck compared to all of our friends?
I mean, look at let's see.
Let's actually go. Do that.
CJ is smashing this draft.
Well, yeah, Allen, I was going to say, pick
Diggs,
your favorite guy.
Dobbins, Tannehill, Julio, Henderson, Edmonds, and Logan Thomas, like the best tight end on the board at round 8. Like that's ridiculous. And ATL, where ATL went wrong after we said he had a good team with Brady Godwin, it starts going downhill. Like, ATL, how do you justify Jalen Waddle?
Yep.
At the 8th round with Juju, and I know, I mean, Debo, Chenault, get Will Fuller. You're going to take a Miami receiver, you get Will. Jalen Waddle.
That's a homer pick. ATL's a Dolphins fan.
Will Fuller would have been a homer pick, too.
That's true.
Diamond Mike, solid team, a lot of ceiling, but then look at Debo, Javonte Williams, two picks, two guys I love this offseason.
We will talk about some other, we will talk about some other drafts here with some other teams, but I do want to point out again, CJ went ahead and, you talked about how much you liked the draft so far from CJ. Well, nice insurance takes Deshaun Watson, who you mentioned earlier, 90% chance could be traded to the Eagles, takes him as a third quarterback with Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill. That's fun.
And I think
if it works.
And in reality, I think I think Deshaun ends up in Miami. I think the Eagles will try, but Miami has more capital.
Yeah, the Eagles are a whore for a trade. They'll jump into anything. They'll just,
So. I'm back up.
You are back up, my good sir. So Anthony's team so far, he hates his roster. Well, he looks.
I'm going Higbee.
Okay, I've been buying
a little bit more this offseason. And now we're sitting here, and I love Tyler Higbee, but Mike, tell me about my roster.
Okay, so Anthony's roster, as he continues to self-implode, is Dak Prescott, Antonio Gibson, DeAndre Swift, C.D. Lamb. Then this is where he says it goes south for him. You guys can decide on the show here listening. Then he goes with Trevor Lawrence, Ja'Marr Chase, Trey Sermon, Cortland Sutton, Tyler Higbee. Anthony, I don't hate that. I know you said you don't like my roster, and that's a little disrespectful, but I don't hate your roster. I don't.
I don't know.
I get why you don't like it, because it doesn't look
it's not
like your...
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
It's not a prototypical Anthony Servino.
It is at the start, but then Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Like, yes, I want Trevor Lawrence shares, but like I think I save that for Dynasty and Best Ball. And like redraft, I don't know if there's enough trust there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I like there's so many different fantasy, like best ball, I can have exposure to play because like in one, let's say you're doing a tournament, you might have 10 teams in that tournament and you can have different exposure to different players. But if I'm in the Scott Fishbowl or if I'm in like a pro-am or a charity league and you have one shot, one team, I'm going to get my guys.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're coming up here it's coming up to me soon. Anthony, you want to hear a little wrestling rumor?
I do. Triple H, another run?
No, not that shit. It looks like, we know Daniel Bryan to AEW is pretty much done. Bryan Danielson, he'll be called, because that's his actual name. But they're saying that his debut would be at Arthur Ashe Stadium. That's the rumor.
All right.
In September, which I have tickets to, which are currently on StubHub, in case you're interested. Section 124, row A. Buy them.
You're trying to sell them?
Fucking hey, yeah. If I can make some money off them, yeah.
I don't know.
If I can't sell them, then I'll go. But if I can sell them for a lot more than I initially paid for them, then yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Some scared money don't make money, man. All right. I am up here with my 9th round pick. So far, my team shakes out like Ezekiel Elliott, Travis Kelce, Joe Mixon. Then we go Allen Robinson, Adam Thielen, Matt Ryan, Raheem Mostert, and then Justin Fields. So to me, I need to address two positions here. I need to address wide receiver, and I need to address probably quarterback again. So if I'm taking a look, if I'm taking a look at the lay of the land here, as they say, let me see if a particular player is off the board. I don't want to ask. I don't want to find out that I'm mentioning a guy. No. Okay. Okay. He's not.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I was looking at, to see if a particular player was off the board or not, because I didn't want to announce their name in case they weren't, but they are. It was Brandon Ayuk. And that went over to Diamond Mike at the WCW Power Plant. So I'm going to go ahead and go with this teammate, Deebo Samuel. I know there's injury risk. I get it. I feel very comfortable enough in my very solid two receivers of Allen Robinson and Adam Thielen that I can take this risk of a potential injury, a potential injury risk. So I'm going to, and I don't draft a ton of Niners in my mocks. I really don't, Anthony. So I'm going to go Deebo here. Now we have Aaron Schill up. Now, listen, since Aaron Schill is the heartbeat of the FFFaceoff.com, which you guys can visit and check out all cool stuff like revenge game trackers, consistency scores, articles. Let's go through his roster here. He just finished his 10th round pick. Saquon Barkley, Justin Herbert, Michael Thomas, who we had a tweet about last night, Keenan Allen. Then it goes Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield, Noah Fant, Amari Cooper, Damian Harris, and then Michael Carter. Anthony, what says you about that lineup?
Listen, Michael Thomas, like, you know, we've been in some debates ever since we put out that tweet. And the tweet was, are we crazy, Mike and I crazy, for having Michael Thomas ranked outside of our top 15? Mike, you're on the clock. And I have Thomas as my 16. I believe you do, too. We had Nate Hamilton, who we have to reschedule back on the show.
Yes, let's get him.
He has Thomas ranked as a 14. So we're not the only ones, but I could see the case for Michael Thomas doing Michael Thomas. Well, we're used to Michael Thomas for doing it. Sure, I could see the case. I just don't trust it because we've never seen, sure, in small packages, he's had success without Drew Brees. And no, Drew Brees, let's get this straight, dead arm Drew was not good for Michael Thomas's efficiency. He was good because Michael Thomas, you know, just got a lot of targets. But we don't know what Jameis or Taysom Hill is going to be. The Saints were, I believe, a bottom 10 team in team pass plays per game. The year Thomas blew up, they were a top 16 team, like more or less middle of the pack. I believe without Brees, full season of Taysom or Jameis, that they're going to be a bottom 10 team in team pass plays per game, and they're going to try to run with a lot of Taysom Hill, who could still get on the field with Jameis on the field, a lot of Latavius Murray, and a lot of Alvin Kamara.
Okay. I dig it. I dig it. I'm with you.
And it's also the competition at wide receiver.
Yep. That's, you know, my favorite saying, Anthony. What is it?
Competition at the position. And no, Michael Thomas doesn't have competition in New Orleans.
No,
but he has competitions in fantasy to get inside my top 12 when we have to think about a Julio bounce back.
And
we need to think about,
my wife's coughing. She's sorry.
CD Lamb emergence. Maybe Amari and CD get into that top 12. Maybe Jefferson and Thielen get into that top 12. What if Cortland Sutton finally gets going? What if Galladay finally gets going or initially gets going with Daniel Jones? Like, there's so many guys that I can make a better case to put in my top 12 than Michael Thomas right now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I agree. And I'm sorry if you mentioned this in your whole thing there, but the whole Adam Troutman thing, I don't know if you mentioned that, but people are so enamored with Troutman and thinking he's going to be this great tight end.
Kobe Fleener.
Right. Could be Kobe Fleener 2.0. But if everybody's so enamored with him and thinks he's going to be this great weapon in the offense, well, they could shift the targets just enough that, you know.
Like,
Anthony, can we, do what you want, and then can we talk about my 10th round pick?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints could. What if Ian Book outplays Hill and Jameis?
Oh, man. Then people are throwing up in their lunch bags at work when they're checking their fantasy rosters. Right. Yeah. Anyway, I took the quarterback, because that was the big question for me. I waited on quarterback, didn't take quarterback till the 6th round. Then I took 3 quarterbacks in the matter of, you know, the next, 5 picks, 6 picks. Those 3 quarterbacks, Anthony, I took Matt Ryan. I go ahead and take Justin Fields over the temptation of partnering him with Allen Robinson. I know I have to go another quarterback to start in the first few weeks, just in cases, as they say.
Hmm.
And I go Daniel Jones.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually like it. Yeah. About a ceiling.
And now I'm done drafting quarterbacks. I'm done. Now, Anthony, where are we at time-wise? We'll see how much longer we go with this draft.
Let me do my pick.
I mean, we'll finish the draft off air if we have to.
I'm going
to
make this easy. James Conner, you know, shores up my running back room a little bit. I like the upside compared to what you have to pay for Chase Edmonds. So let's see where we are time-wise. 55.
Okay, so we'll go a little longer. I think ATL kind of rebounded from when you called him out, because he did go Melvin Gordon, who I think, listen, if you're getting him in the 9th round of a draft, you could do worse. Then again, that's his 3rd running back.
Yeah.
I just noticed this now. ATL, your draft started off nice, but your running backs suck. Now we're back to...
Like, oh, I would have taken Curtis Samuel. Like the fact that you drafted Waddle there and Samuel was still around the 10th. Like, I would have drafted Samuel in a 10th. I actually contemplated over Sutton in the 8th, I mean.
Oh, man. Well, you know, listen, we got him where we want him now. Now we can rip him. Anyway, all right. So, I don't like that. Now that I'm looking at, see, here's the deal. You can look at a Melvin Gordon. And this is exactly what just happened now. You could look into Melvin Gordon in the 9th round. You could say, hey, that's a good pick. But then when you look up at the rest of his roster and realize he starts Austin Eckler, of course, great, great pick. Then he goes, it's James Robinson or Melvin Gordon. And we keep seeing reports about James Robinson still having a very large role in Jacksonville. But is he going to have the role similar to what he had last year? There's no guarantee. It's new coaching staff. And they drafted a running back early. So you're playing with some fire there, ATL. Let me see. How is CJ's lineup looking? It's still looking good. Drafted Jarvis Landry. Let's look over here. Let's talk about Uncle Piff real quick, Anthony. Let me read off his roster to you. You tell me what you think, okay? So far.
Yep.
Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, and Calvin Ridley. Love the starter wide receiver. Then he goes David Montgomery. Love that. First 4 rounds are legit. Then we go DJ Moore. Down with that. Kirk Cousins, Cooper Kupp, Trey Lance, LaVisca Chenault, and then Irv Smith is his first tight end. The Twitter hero, Irv Smith. What jumps out to you with that roster so far with Uncle Piff? Pretty solid, though, running back and wide receiver, right?
Yeah, he rebounded at quarterback. Now, he obviously needs to bring on another quarterback just in case, because we really don't know the future of Trey Lance, but he's pretty much loaded, and he has good depth at almost every other position. But I can buy into the team. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles quarterback, and I would probably add another tight end, but pretty solid. For basically punting the quarterback position in a super flex, it's a good team.
It just worries me again. I say it a bunch of times. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is not that bad of a quarterback. If he doesn't lose the job in preseason and training camp, if he doesn't lose the job there, I don't know when he loses it, unless he gets hurt, because he won't play his way out of it.
I just got a gift.
Okay, let's hear about your gift.
I can go one of two ways. I can go for the double stack.
Well, it can't be that great of a gift if you're Michael, now debating going one of two players.
Well, it's Michael Gallup, where I could put him with Dak and Lamb, or Do I go Antonio Brown, who we know he's going to have a role in that offense? You know, Mike Evans gets a little bit banged up. Curtis Godwin gets a little bit banged up.
But this poses a nice question as you get ready to do your pick here, and you have 2 minutes or so to decide. But is there a level of risk there with, you? Like you said, you have Dak Prescott, you have CeeDee Lamb. It's a hell of a stack. You know I love that. But is it too much to add Michael Gallup to that?
It might. And like, again, in best ball, I do know I would make that move in best ball. But the fact that it's not best ball, I'm going to go Antonio Brown.
And the difference for folks who don't know best ball, by the way, the difference with best ball is you draft a lineup. You don't work any sort of waiver wires, ad drops, trades, nothing.
Set it and forget it.
Right. You literally draft a team and it's your best score each week. So your best player. So in that particular case, when Anthony's talking about it, it makes perfect sense for best ball. You don't worry about it. You can draft all those cowboy wide receivers and, you know, see what happens. What do you got, Anthony?
I was going to say underdog fantasy. Mike and I are always on it. I'm always playing one of those best ball Mania 2 drafts. I'm always joining drafts and around Twitter, creating drafts. And if you are new to underdog, you can go to the app, and when you sign up, you can use the promo code FACEOFF, F-A-C-E-O-F-F, or go on social media or in our link tree. You will see a direct link, and if you sign up through the FF FACEOFF's link or promo code, you will get a bonus $25 added to your account if you are a new user and when you make your first-time deposit. $25 bonus cash. You can use it for almost like a free entry into Best Ball Mania and win $1 million at the end of the year. It's up to you.
Then you can thank us later. Give us a small portion, too. That'd be cool. Maybe buy me a toaster, just like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Or
Jaguar
I'll
fans,
win it with one of my powerhouse teams, and you'll be playing for second.
Speaking of powerhouse, the power plant, WCW power plant, Mr. Diamond Mike is up on the clock. His roster so far, let's read off this real quick, Anthony. Dalvin Cook, Russell Wilson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kyle Pitts, then he goes Jalen Hurts, which again, we established we like it, even in the outside chance he gets traded to Houston if Deshaun Watson gets moved. Then it goes to Javonte Williams, who we know how you feel about that, Anthony. Brandon Ayuk, I wanted him, didn't get him. Devonta Smith. Ben Roethlisberger is his third quarterback. Tyler Boyd. And then Marquise Hollywood Brown. So, I mean, I think are we starting to shift towards Diamond Mike having the best draft so far? Can we make that assessment?
I've liked Diamond Mike's draft, and I pointed out early, he has a lot of ceiling. I'm not in love with the floors of these guys, but like up to Kyle Pitts and Hurts, if they pop. Now, I am very comfortable with Javonte Williams and Brandon Ayuk, two of my highest owned players or highest rostered players this offseason so far. We know Devonta Smith's upside. He gets to stack with Jalen Hurts. Big Ben I'm not in love with, but he's a QB3 for Iron Mike or Diamond Mike. So that's okay. Then you got Boyd, Marquise Brown. So it's a lot of ceiling on this team. But again, Anthony, if it pops, like he can make a big time run.
Anthony, what do you think about my 11th round pick? 11-11, make a wish.
Obviously, I'm in on Michael Gallup.
Okay. Good times. I love it. Makes me feel so. To me, loving the pick?
Because I'm, it didn't do nothing to me.
No, not that aspect. I mean, you know how I feel about the Cowboys offense this year. It's to me, it's the fact that I was a little bit worried about my draft. I was getting into these later rounds, but all of a sudden you get Daniel Jones to shore up the quarterback position. Michael Gallup, in case Debo Samuel gets hurt, I feel really good now about where my roster is at. After a couple of rounds, it has nothing to do with, you know, taking a guy you debated. It just,
Mike,
that just goes
since
to
I've
show.
Been podcasting for Mike, he's been showing signs that he's transitioning into a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, fuck off.
It's only a matter of time.
No, I'm not going to be a Cowboys fan. I just love the offense. I'm not the FF realist by accident. That was by design. So anyway,
America's
I need to take a running back. Maybe I'll lose Zach Moss. Because his juke rate is so good when he gets the ball four times. It's so good. That's what I'm saying. I am going to go another running back, and this time I'm going to go a little Tony Pollard just in cases. So where are we at time-wise, Anthony?
104.
All right, let's read off our rosters, then we'll end the show, but we'll finish out the rest of this draft because these guys are waiting.
Yeah, well, let me make my last pick, but we can start wrapping up.
I'll start reading off my roster.
Yeah, we're going to cut off, but we will finish this draft off air.
Okay, so here's my roster before Anthony makes his final pick, and then we'll end the show. Ezekiel Elliott, Travis Kelce, Joe Mixon, then the wide receivers coming to the mix with Allen Robinson, Adam Thielen, Matt Ryan at quarterback, Raheem Mostert. Then this is where it got dark, but then I got really bright really quick. Justin Fields, Deebo Samuel, Daniel Jones, Michael Gallup, Tony Pollard to put with Zeke, just in case my golden goose in the first round has any sort of difficulty. I have the insurance policy. Anthony is getting ready to make his last pick. Anthony, all right, let's do this before we wrap up. Who is your favorite roster that isn't mine or yours? Mine, I'm going to go mine right now. I'm going to tell you mine is going to be Diamond Mike from the WCW Power Plant. Yeah, I think ATL had a great start, but then once we see his running backs, no mas. CJ is the honorable mention, but what says you?
I like CJ.
Okay.
You know, I love the draft, and obviously I'm not big on Landry or Davis, but look where you're getting them.
Yeah.
You know, you can't balk at that. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, you know, Tannehill, if Watson ends up playing at all, even if it's the second half, like Allen and Watson, you really want to see that, or Allen and Tannehill, like that's a deadly combination. And then, like, the rest of the players there are all outstanding, so.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. All right, so Anthony's coming up on his last pick.
I like Aaron's draft, but, you know, I'm just not a Michael Thomas guy.
No, but it's not an awful pick, especially with the fact that he drafted Keenan Allen in the fourth round with the next pick. That's the thing. It's like, if you draft a guy that we don't love, well, what's behind him? What's his supporting cast at the position for your team? And for him, it's Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper in the eighth, and then Darnell Mooney. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, behind Michael Thomas, those are other solid wide receivers, Anthony. I mean, especially with you and I being as high on the Cowboy offense as we are. It's hard to hate that, right? The wide receivers?
No, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I debated taking two out of the three.
Yeah, so whatever. So ATL Mikey is running out the clock because he probably knows our show is ending. We've ragged on his team. This is the only way he knows how he can affect us, so he's probably waiting forever to make his pick.
There's two players I really like, and I doubt I get them both.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Okay. Yeah, well, this is what ATL does. All right, so anything to say before we ride off into the sunset?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice 5-star rating and some kind words in the review section. Visit us at ffaceoff.com. We've had a lot of content roll out this week. I had my part 3 of my NFL power rankings out today. Tomorrow will be part 4 before training camp. I will do a lot of updates, maybe like one or two going into the regular season, and obviously every week at ffaceoff.com in season. Our fantasy rankings will be going up this week. We have a lot to do. Football season is here, and you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot of us.
Indeed. All right. So time is up for ATL. Ends up being Mike Williams for the Chargers. Anthony, you are up with your final pick, and then we'll ride off into the sunset.
I'm going to get my Lauren Stacks, Marvin Jones.
Interesting. So you chose not to do the Cowboy hat trick, but you do the Jaguar hat trick.
But where's the hat trick with the Jags?
Don't you have, let me see this. No, I lied. My mistake. I apologize. I thought you had LaVisca. No. I lied. Okay, never mind. You're fine.
I was going to say, give me a heart attack.
It's fine.
Oh, wow. Maybe I will get the other player. All right, we can sign off.
Okay. So, yeah. So that is going to do it for today's show. So I will say until next time, stay thirsty, be kind to one another. And according to my office at work, I need to tell you guys, wear a mask. You know, because apparently the COVID's still whatever, or people aren't vaccinated. Won't get into that sensitive subject, but we'll talk to you guys next time. Cheers.